God is spending so much time talking about the fact of offense, because that's going to be one of the number one weapons that the adversary is going to use. And a part of that the weapon of offense, there is also deception. Deception means that you believe a lie. The thing about a deception is most people who are deceived don't realize they deceive, because if they realize they were deceived, they stop doing what it is they're doing. But you know, a way to help you to not be deceived is get in the Word of God, because the Word of God will shine the light. The Word of God is a light. It shines the light, and in the entrance of the Word, in accordance to Psalms 119 and 130, the entrance of God's Word brings about light. It brings revelation. And not only does it bring about revelation, but it gives understanding to the simple. Then he talked about how offense, when you get offended, what most people do when they get offended, they betray. And because when they betray, because they're so offended, the next level after betrayal is they will hate you. Hatred to the point where they'd even be willing to kill you if they could. And the Lord is saying, I'm telling you all these things before they happen, not to scare you, but to prepare you. And see, this is the thing we're going to pick up today. And when God began to talk about this earlier during the week, and even more so, man, I was like, Lord, where are we going with this? And he's about to show us that there's nothing new under the sun. All the things that's happening now are the same things that was happening, you know, before. It's happened again. History has a way of repeating itself, because if you don't change the way you think, you will continue to produce the same results you've been producing up to this point. And God says, not after today, not after today. And we're going to start here in Matthew chapter 24, verse 9. It says this, it says, and then they will deliver you up to tribulations and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Jesus is telling this to his disciples about things that were going to happen in the last of the last days. He says, and many will be offended. He says, he didn't even say a couple. He didn't even say a few. He says, and many will be offended. He says, and they will betray one another, and they will hate one another. He says, and then because they're offended, because they're blinded, because they're trapped, because they're stumbling, because they have betrayed one another, they've hated one another, the hearts have become hardened, then what's going to happen? Many false prophets will rise up, and they will deceive many.